G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
realfaith.org.au.
We used to joke that, 2 years sabbatical, what's God got around the corner? Well, within a couple of years of coming back, we had a life-altering event. One of those days we go, life's never going to be the same ever again. And it was traumatic, but God carried us through.
Welcome to Real Faith. Conversations about the impact faith has on our lives and the challenges we go through, helping us today and giving us hope for tomorrow. That's real people, real life, and real faith with Eric Scatterbo.
In the early 90s, Keith and Vicky Buchanan enjoyed a 2-year sabbatical with their children, and they say it brought them all closer together as a family. However, just as that period of time ended, their world was rocked by a traumatic event. Today, Keith and Vicky will share about that time in their lives and about some of the other ups and downs they faced in over 40 years of marriage. But through it all, their philosophy has always been stick it out, and calling it quits has never been an option. Keith and Vicky, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Hi.
Glad to have you with us. You're coming to us from the Sunshine Coast, where you've recently relocated to. But we want to find out, where did it all start? Let's start with you, Keith. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Gympie, Queensland. My parents were dairy farmers and also small crops farmers. And so I grew up on a farm and enjoyed that experience.
And was faith a part of your life growing up?
Yes, my parents were certainly strong Christians. They ran a district Sunday school, and we always got to go to Sunday school, very rarely to church, but the gospel was clearly preached.
And for you personally, did you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
Yeah, that happened when I got to go to a youth camp at Mount Tambourine when I was about 12, and the gospel message became very clear to me, and I knew I had to respond then, so I accepted Christ as my Saviour at that age.
And Vicky, what was life like growing up for you?
I thought I was in a normal family, which turned out in our later years to be not quite so normal, but it certainly was a Christian home. And I had the honour of sitting at my mother's feet at Sunday school from the age of younger than I can remember. And, just take my hat off to my mother. She was a Sunday school teacher all my growing up, and what she imparted into my life was a strong faith. Then later, a good, strong youth group that, you know, where the gospel was taught. I went to a little country crusade when I was 13 and gave my heart to the Lord then. And while it's sometimes been a shaky faith in the early years, it was certainly my faith has stayed with me.
Now, it sounds like your mother didn't just teach you biblical truths, but modeled it for you.
Oh, she did. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Very blessed. As his parents modeled it for him. Yeah. Our kids and grandkids have an amazing heritage going back for years. Yeah.
And then how did the two of you meet? We'll start with you, Vicky.
We went to the same high school, but Keith was a bit nerdy at high school for me.
Oh, please tell us.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't one of the cool guys, so I wasn't interested.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to find out how Keith feels about that.
Well, we both went to inter-school Christian fellowship, and I used to operate the library that had, and one of the regulars was this girl, Vicky, and I thought she was pretty cool and attractive and all of the other things that entice a young man. So I just enjoyed knowing her at school, but it wasn't until I was an apprentice diesel fitter that I went to do some training in Brisbane. and one of my cousins rang and said, there's a number of girls who'd like to go out for dinner on Friday night. Would you like to go out for dinner? So I ended up with a car full of girls that included Vicky, and she was the only one that wanted to go to the movies afterwards. So, yeah, it all started there. I think there might have been a bit of planning on their part.
Oh, so you thought he was a little bit nerdy. What happened?
Well, as I grew up, I saw gentleness, and that was important to me.
Okay, so maybe we could say you matured a little bit?
Yes, you would say that, yes.
Okay, so where did it go from there?
We married in 1977, so we've been married for 43 years.
43 years?
Yes, yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, fantastic. You're long haulers. Continuous. Yes. Oh, that's good.
And we had children reasonably soon after we married.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't regret that, because now, you know, they're off and making their own lives, and we've got energy and time to do some other significant things. Not that parenting isn't significant, but, you know, some other things that are important to us.
Oh, so you're saying that you became empty nesters at a younger age?
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but let's continue with early married life. Any challenges at that point?
Probably during Vicky's second pregnancy, she felt that things weren't normal, and eventually one afternoon when I was at home, she collapsed and I had to rush her to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And they had to operate and remove a cyst. And so that was a pregnancy that grew into our second son, and God had his hand on that incident, and we're very pleased that he did.
Can you share what happened, Vicky?
Yeah, the cyst was wrapped around the baby, and excruciating pain. But the doctors said that any earlier and I would have lost the baby, and any later and I wouldn't have been able to keep the baby. So he's our miracle boy. And before he was born, then the Lord said, this boy will be in the ministry. And I kept that to myself for all the years of his growing up until he was about 36 and went into Bible college, and he is now in the ministry. So,
oh, wow.
So it was an amazing experience to look back all these years and see that God had his hand on a little baby boy before he was born.
Yeah, wow, that's wonderful. Any other challenges in your married life?
Other than the normal busyness, and we didn't have too many dramas when the kids were little. We just attempted to impart our faith into these kids, and we saw that as important, that we went to church as a family, and and the kids went to Sunday school and had their own Bible and went later to youth group. In the early 90s, we took our kids out of school. We sold out of a business and took our kids out of school. It was one of the best things we ever did. Took the kids out of an environment that was not very healthy for them at the time. And it was a time where we strengthened our marriage, strengthened our parenting, and it was a two-year sabbatical where we just travelled around Australia. We did a lot of volunteering. We went with the express purpose that we were going to do some significant things. And so the kids had a wonderful 2 years, and they became really social. We had a lot to do with people, because where we were volunteering were churches and missions and aged care home, all that sort of thing. So they spent a lot of time with Indigenous kids, older people, and babies, and all sorts of things. So they came back really social.
Wow.
And we used to joke that, 2 years sabbatical, what's God got round the corner? Well, within a couple of years of us coming back, we had a life-altering event, one of those days where you go, life's never going to be the same ever again. And it was traumatic, but God carried us through.
Yeah, I guess to be concise, what happened was that Vicky's dad was charged with child abuse, and that was very hard to swallow. But he ended up doing 2 years in prison, and then we found that there was one of the members of our family had also been abused, and that was quite difficult.
Our guests today are Keith and Vicky Buchanan, who are joining us from the Sunshine Coast to tell us their story as a couple. We'll hear more, including their desire to help other couples, when we return right here on Real Faith.
Looking for resources to grow your faith? Check out Vision Christian Store with books, movies, audio CDs, DVD resources and more. Plus, free delivery on orders over $50. See visionstore.org.au.
You're listening to Real Faith, conversations with real people about how God works in their lives. If you want to know more about integrating faith into your life, our website is realfaith.org.au. Just go to the website and you'll find helpful articles about the impact faith can have on your life. Once again, that's realfaith.org.au.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Scadabo, and today I'm chatting with Keith and Vicky Buchanan, who have been married over 40 years and are sharing with us their story as a couple. Before the break, we heard how their lives were dramatically changed when they found out that Vicky's father had been abusing children and was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Sadly, they also discovered that one of the members of their family had also been abused. Next, Keith shares how this impacted his life.
For me as a dad, I guess, the effect that it had on me was I lost the close relationship with my child. And I'm when dads really, as with the teenager, should be very close. That was a difficult time.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. So suddenly your world was rocked.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. It's one of those traumatic times is a time for our unconditional love, and God showed me that unconditional love was so important, and I believe it was the one thing that saved our family and our child from disaster. So that when they walked back through the door, the mess didn't come with them. It was only the child in the house. And that was just so helpful for me, because God showed me that in no uncertain terms.
I guess for us as a couple, Eric, one of the things that we determined early in our marriage was that divorce wasn't an option. And we've always stuck to that. It's important, I think, for us to say that through the thick and the thin of it, that we're going to make a go of it, even though there'll be lots and lots of rough days sometimes. Just to determine that we're going to make the best of what we got.
Well, as Jesus said, in this life we will have trouble, and unfortunately that comes in different forms, and some are just horrendous trouble, which unfortunately you two have gone through. But your relationship was solid through it all?
I wouldn't say it was solid through all that time.
No.
It's easy to take out your frustration and your anger on those that are closest to you. And so we've actually got to remember who the enemy is. You know, it's not the family member, it's the devil. And that was one of the things that stood us in good stead, was the fact that, hey, even though we're going through this, it's life, it's trauma that happens, and it's not the other person.
I think that was something that came out of the first marriage seminar that we went to, Eric. We were told that your spouse is not your enemy, and I guess I had allowed that lie from the devil to come into my head and my heart, and that I felt that at some stage that Vicky had become the enemy. And I had to determine that that was a lie that had been fed to me. And subconsciously I was believing it. And so there had to be forgiveness there, and confession, and we've dealt with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the devil doesn't want healthy relationships, healthy Christian loving relationships as a married couple to survive. And so he's wanting to mess up your lives. And unfortunately, with the abuse, he really rocked your world and wanted the two of you to split. But I'm glad that you went to that conference and got that good advice. Speaking of going to a marriage conference, that's where my wife and I met the two of you. You became involved in speaking at marriage conferences.
We did, and I never imagined that would happen.
What, meeting us or being at a marriage conference?
Going to the marriage conference to start with was a bit of a milestone. But
is that right? How so?
Yeah. I believe that a marriage conference was something I probably didn't need.
Mm-hmm.
But, eventually I came around to the acceptance that I would be involved in going to the conference, and then eventually being involved in training and speaking at marriage conferences. And it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
In the end,
we took that experience back to our church and ran a course. Now I can't remember the name of it, but we ran a course for young married.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was engaged, and just watching the marriages that were there at that course. Oh, that's going back a few years now. It's really good. Not that we take full responsibility or credit for that, but just watching those concepts going to young life is important.
Why was that so important to you, to help other couples?
To tell our story. That was a big one. To tell our story through tragedy and trauma. Just shows other younger married couples who haven't had a major life event that it's possible to stick it out.
Mm.
And really, that's what we've done. We've just stuck it out through thick and thin, and there's been a lot of thick with one thing and another, health issues, and I've had a cancer diagnosis and accidents and things like that. So, yeah, it's a matter of just determining in the beginning to stick it out and to actually show other younger couples. And we include our three kids in that. You've got to stay the course. The option of walking away, there'll always be regret.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stick it out, then there's not those regrets, but then there's rewards for sticking it out.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I think you would agree that one of the big rewards that you have after sticking it out is the time you've been spending traveling the country together in your empty nest years.
Yeah, in the early 90s, we took our kids out of school, as I said, and traveled, and that was the make of our family.
Mm-hmm.
All three kids got back and said, never going to go traveling, never going to do that again. Now they all say, oh, we wish we could do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so you have been doing it again.
We have been doing it again, yes. So when we both retired, we determined that we would do that again.
Yeah, in 2016, Vicky had breast cancer and done chemo. And as she was just finishing her chemo, I was forced to resign from my position due to circumstances. And we were going, well, what now, God? And we felt that it was time for us to sell up the property that we had and go do some things that we believe God had put a call on our lives to do.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, we spent time, we went to Darwin to try and raise some support to run a Kairos program in Darwin. And
what is Kairos?
Kairos is a prison ministry that puts teams of Christian people into prison groups and tells them that there is a new way and a better way of walking with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps families outside of the prison who have been affected by someone's imprisonment.
Okay.
We spent time with Mobile Mission Maintenance as well, Mm-hmm. And that was pretty amazing to be able to just be in the caravan, because the caravan's our home at the moment. And we did projects right from, you know, Queensland right up through to Darwin and across into the north of Western Australia with them. And then since we did that, then I've been working with Kairos,
mm-hmm.
and travelling around New South Wales and Queensland and developing that ministry. So it's been a blessing having the caravan and mm-hmm. not having a home base, although we're ready to have a home base at the moment. Our kids say, oh, 3 years in the caravan, you haven't killed each other yet. We haven't.
Well, that's good.
But it gets a little close sometimes.
I would imagine. Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like life has been an adventure for the two of you, especially in your later years.
It has, yeah. We've met some wonderful people and seen some amazing places and been some amazing places. And yes, it has been great.
I guess I always feel comfortable when I'm helping people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the way God's put me together. Mm-hmm. And so being part of some sort of hands-on practical work, sometimes building, sometimes, yeah, just helping with whatever they're doing. At present, we're at a Christian campsite,
mm-hmm.
and we can be doing anything from helping with a building project to working in the kitchen. So,
wow, you guys just keep serving and serving.
That's great.
Mm. We... A little story from our volunteering. We were in New South Wales at the beginning of the year, and Keith said, oh, before we go back to Queensland, I'd really love to go and be a part of a team for a week or two with Blaze Aid. It's not a Christian ministry, but it's an organisation that helps farmers primitive fences back up after major bushfires.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We started in... from the Black Saturday fires.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, amazing organisation. And so we went there for a week or two at the most and ended up staying there 2 and a bit months we were there. Working in the kitchen and helping farmers with fences. And we kind of thought, well, God, why have you got us stuck here? But there was just opportunities for living our Christian faith in mm-hmm. front of these non-Christian people. And I just think that's important. It was important that we didn't preach, but we just lived. You live, you know, mm-hmm. side by side, shoulder to shoulder when you're working and eating and, you know, living and
yeah.
playing beside these people. And they got to know that we were Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was, who knows what God wants
yeah.
out of that.
Yeah.
Bring out of that, but it was a good time, but it was also a good time that because we didn't have a home to go to, we needed somewhere safe and secure.
Well, I didn't realize I was speaking with homeless people today.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
And I should say that on one of your tours through the country, you went through the Melbourne area here, and my wife and I had the privilege of having a picnic with the two of you on the top of Mount Baw-Baw, I believe it was.
I remember. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Good times.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Keith and Vicky Buchanan, for sharing your journey with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Probably just one last piece of advice
mm-hmm.
Is the book His Needs, Her Needs, if you're newly married
yep.
or going through struggles, grab that book. It's
yep.
a great book. You know, it just opens your eyes to what each other needs. And probably the last bit of advice would be stick it out, walking away. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it out. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your advice as well.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Our guests today have been Keith and Vicky Buchanan from the Sunshine Coast. And one of the many ministries that they've been involved in over the years is Kairos Prison Ministry. Kairos reaches out to incarcerated individuals and their families to bring meaning and hope in place of loneliness and despair. To find out more, their website is kairos.org.au. That's Kairos, kairos.org.au.
You've
been listening to Real Faith. And if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a message through our website, realfaith.org.au. That's realfaith.org.au. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again next time for more conversations about God working in the lives of people who put their faith and trust in Him. That's real people, real life, and real faith.
Real Faith is a production of Vision Christian Media.
This program is a production of Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, see vision.org.au.